Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Some snow is headed this way. A winter weather advisory kicks in at 10 this morning. The city has 705 salt spreaders ready to hit the streets and 1,500 snow plows on standby. The snow is expected to arrive by early afternoon. The city could get 1 to 3 inches. The northern suburbs could get 3 to 6. We'll have more on the forecast in traffic and weather together at 5:08. JFK is screening passengers from central China for a new virus that has killed 2 people. WCBS reporter Steve Burns is at Kennedy Airport, and he joins us live. Steve.
Tanya, it's somewhat reminiscent of all the measures we took around the Ebola outbreak in 2014. And in fact, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that is the last time they had to deploy resources like this. Anyone arriving from the impacted region in China, the Wuhan region, having their temperatures taken and filling out a questionnaire, getting a yellow sticker on their passport if nothing out of the ordinary is detected, according to CBS2. There have been no reports of any infections in the U.S., but in China, 45 people have been infected, 2 have died, and it's also spread to Japan and Thailand, which prompted an alert from the World Health Organization. Authorities say this new form of the coronavirus, a respiratory infection, is believed to be transmitted from animals to humans, and it's rare for it to spread from one human to another. It does come from the same family as SARS, which is exactly the type of outbreak health officials are hoping to avoid. Passengers arriving from China are also getting screened in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Tanya?
Thank you, Steve. Steve Burns for us at Kennedy Airport. A jury has been seated for Harvey Weinstein's rape trial. The panel is made up of 7 men and 5 women. More from WCBS's Peter Haskell.
The defense has raised concerns about a fair trial, but the prosecutor is also troubled. She feels Weinstein's attorneys were trying to avoid seating white women. The jury is made up of 7 men and 5 women. 2 of the women are white and 3 are black. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
Men are better on this jury for Harvey Weinstein than women. Why is that? Because we're dealing with the case that really became the symbol of the Me Too movement.
The panel will have to decide if Weinstein is guilty of rape and sexual assault. The disgraced movie mogul has claimed the encounters with his accusers were consensual. Dozens of women claim to be victims of Weinstein, but the case is about 2 particular women. Opening statements are set for next week. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
The nation's top immigration official says the rape and murder of a 92-year-old Queens woman could have been prevented, but the city thwarts ICE at every turn. Here's our Marla Diamond.
Acting ICE Director Matthew Albin says in the past year, New York City has refused over 7,500 detainers or requests for illegal immigrants in jail.
The crimes these individuals have been convicted or charged with included 200 homicides, over 500 robberies, over 1,000 sexual offenses, over 1,000 weapons offenses, over 3,500 assaults, and over 1,500 DUIs.
ICE had a request for 21-year-old Riaz Khan, who was let go after slashing his father with broken glass in their Queens home last year.
All you need to do is call us before you release him. A phone call. One simple phone call. And Maria Fuertes could be alive today.
In the ongoing war of words between City Hall and the federal government since Khan's arrest, Mayor de Blasio's press secretary said fear, hate, and attempts to divide are signatures of the Trump administration, not New York City. In Lower Manhattan, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Now a check of the WCBS Exergen weather forecast. Mike Lassini, when will the snow arrive, do you expect?
Tanya, well, we're looking at it becoming cloudy here this morning, and that snow will spread across the tri-state area from southwest to northeast, generally beginning right before noon and in the southwestern portions of our area, arriving in the city probably afternoon, but still, we're going to be looking at it arriving in the around the afternoon hours with snow, then mixing with and change to ice and plain rain along the coast and in the city, but not before accumulating 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet. However, north and west of the city, that changeover will take a little bit longer, so we're looking at 3 to 6 inches of snow and sleet in inland Jersey, Hudson Valley, and Connecticut suburbs. Well, our temperature today, we'll have temperatures rising to 37 degrees this afternoon, but temperatures will be closer to freezing well inland. For the rest of tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 35. Tomorrow, windy and chilly with some sunshine, high 41. Monday, mostly sunny, high 32. Sunshine on Tuesday, high 33. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and a high 37 degrees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.